With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. Capitol Police say about 300 anti-Israel Jewish activists are arrested at the U.S. Capitol after they stormed the Rotunda and the Capitol complex. Police say three have been charged with assaulting a police officer. A Democratic U.S. senator is blasting members of the so-called squad in the House. Democrats Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota are falsely claiming that a hospital parking lot in Gaza was fired on by Israel. Video and audio communication has proven that the rocket was fired by Hamas. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania posted, quote, "It's truly disturbing that members of Congress rush to blame Israel," adding, "Who would take the word of a group that just massacred innocent Israeli civilians over our key ally?" End quote. Congressman Jim Jordan fails again to get enough votes for House Speaker. New York Congressman Mike Lawler says he thinks it's not a matter of Jordan needing more time to gather enough votes.
I don't see the outcome changing. And so the question for Jim and for the conference is, how do we get back to work? Because that's the reality that we have to deal with.
A suspect admits to murder.
A U.S. judge says the chief suspect in Natalie Holloway's disappearance admitted he killed her and disposed of her remains. Joran Vandersloot has agreed to plead guilty to charges he tried to extort money from the teen's mother years later. The disclosure came during a plea and sentencing hearing for the 36-year-old in federal court in Alabama. The Dutch citizen was sentenced to 20 years in prison for extortion and wire fraud, but as part of his plea agreement, that sentence will run concurrently with his sentence in Peru.
This is SRN News. California has another self-inflicted problem.
Some people expressed concern when Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom decriminalized, quote, loitering with intent to commit prostitution. Now a whole lot more people are complaining that, right on schedule, there's been a sharp uptick in apparent prostitutes roaming the streets of California cities and towns. Local police don't like it either, saying that Newsom's move effectively ties their hands and makes it harder to prevent sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from the FBI indicates that Jews were the faith most likely to face hate crimes in the U.S. last year. There were more than 1,300 attacks on Jewish people in 2022, compared to just about 200 against Muslims, who came in second on the list. About half of the hate crimes committed against Jews fell under the category of property damage and included vandalism at synagogues, schools, and cemeteries. This is SRN News. A meeting in Mexico with implications for the United States.
Mexico's president says the leaders of Cuba, Venezuela, Haiti, and Honduras will attend a summit on migration that Mexico will host Sunday. The four countries are among the biggest sources of migrants currently showing up at the U.S. border. President Andres Manuel López Obrador said that President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela, President Miguel Díaz-Canel of Cuba, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry of Haiti will attend the meeting. Keith Peters reporting.
More American workers are back in the office. U.S. work-from-home rates have dropped to the lowest since the pandemic, with fewer than 26% of households still having someone working remotely at least one day a week. Data also shows only seven states and Washington, D.C. have a remote work rate above 33%. All 50 states have seen work-from-home rates fall. More details at srnnews.com.